Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. I hope you all had an amazing Christmas. You got your feed of turkey, you got enough drinking, and now you're setting your sights towards a new year and getting yourself back into that post-Christmas shape. I know that feeling of eating too much food and drinking too much wine, and you're just trying to set your sights towards a new year. So probably take another couple of days and then it'll be, right, 1st of January comes and back into full swing, or the 2nd of January, the Monday. So looking forward to hearing how everyone's fitness journey is going. So make sure you're following my social medias. I'll be putting up all my tips and all my workouts on Facebook and Snapchat, BrianK019 particularly. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's a bit more lifestyle, a bit more reflective episode, talking on the things that I learned this year. This year has probably been one of the best in terms of my entire balance with life, in terms of business, family, relationships. Everything has been a lot higher this year because I've done a lot more work on myself and the things that have supported me. So what I'm going to do in this episode is share the things that have really helped me and the top four things that I did over 2016 that have set me up for 2017 and set me up for even a bigger year next year, and hopefully it'll help support you, and a couple of these things will trigger and there might be some tips and things you can apply in your own life that will hopefully help. So number one is just do your own thing. I struggled for years, particularly when I got into the fitness industry first and started my own business and got into fitness modeling and competing on the whole side. You're so worried about what other people are doing that you forget to run your own race. Like, the reality is, the key is to run your own race and not worry what the people are doing beside you. And that's easier said than done. And I've done a lot of videos this year talking about getting off Instagram, getting off Facebook, getting off people's pages that aren't supporting you with your goals, and how important it is to follow the right people. Like, we're in a day and age that we have, literally a touch of a screen, we can follow the most inspirational people or the people that will support us on our journey. And it's so important that you put into your mind and follow people that are supporting you on your specific journey. If you're going onto an Instagram page or onto a Facebook page or on someone's Snapchat and you're feeling bad every time you're on their page because they've got an ab selfie or a glute selfie every 2 hours, then they're not the people that are supporting you on your journey. I got fooled into the be like everyone else when I started my fitness journey first. Like, if you followed me, you know, a year and a half ago, you'd see a lot of my content was like every other generic fitness person. It was an ab selfie, some bicep movements, maybe a leg shot, you know, the generic fitness stuff, because that's what everybody did. So that's what I did. Where this year, I made a decision that I was like, I'm getting away from this. Like, it's actually one of my other tips about being disheartened with the fitness industry, and a case of be the change you want to see. And I got very, very disheartened with the way the fitness industry was, the content that was out there, that I was like, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to put out my own stuff and I'm going to stop being a carbon copy of everybody else. And because of it, again, the universe works in funny ways. When you start moving towards the way you are, and my following, my business, my life has expanded massively in the last year because everything I put out now, my podcast, my content, my blogs, are all just blown up versions of how I am and how I feel and how I think. When I was copying everybody else, I was just another copy of every other generic fitness person. And I thought that's how you did it. I thought that's how you became a fitness model. That's how you built a business. That's how you did all of these things in life, that you just copy the people that were doing it. And, you know, you'd have what they have, which to a degree, when you're modeling after certain people, you'll take aspects of things you like. But in this realm, it didn't work for me. It actually made me really, really disheartened with the fitness industry, because I was like, you know, you're never going to be as big or as ripped or as lean or whatever it is that these guys who look a certain way. And the same with the girls that I know will follow other fitness girls. They're like, well, I want to be just like her. I'm like, well, don't be just like her. Be you, you know, and take what you like from her personality. Take what you like from her social media. Take what you like from her training. But do you. Just do your thing. Run your own race. Because at the end of the day, it's about what are your improvements. You know, I love Charlie Munger's quote, with step by step we get ahead, but not necessarily in fast spurts. But you only get ahead when your ladder's against the right wall. You know, you can be at the bottom. Like, there's no point. One of my favorites, I'm very reflective today, but one of my favorite quotes is, you're better being at the bottom of the ladder against the right wall than halfway up against the ladder against the wrong wall. And that's kind of how my journey this year has gone, that I just decided to go back to the bottom of my own ladder and just do my journey and be the change I wanted to see and just run my own race. And I can only speak because you're your own best example that my life has completely changed because of it. I'm so much happier in what I'm doing. I love my job. I love my life. I love my business. I love everything that I'm doing right now. And a lot of it came from stop worrying about what other people were doing. I stopped following other people on Facebook and Instagram to the point that you'll see it in my tip four or my reflection four that the fitness industry, I was getting very largely disheartened with it. So I actually unfollowed nearly everybody in the entire fitness industry, minus one or two people, because of the content that we're putting out was just garbage in my mind. And ab selfie and a glute selfie. And I'm like, this isn't fucking helping me. Like, and that's what led me into running my own race and being like, you know what? I'm going to put out what I would want to see if it was me. And I'm so much happier for it. So regardless of what, you don't have to be a fitness person. You don't have to be a business owner, but run your own race. Whatever it is you're doing, make sure your ladder's against the right wall and you're going where you want to go. And then step by step, you get ahead and not necessarily in fast spurts. Number two then is focusing on my health and my physique and body just followed. I've spoken on other episodes before about how my life took a massive directional turn in the last 18 months. When Holly was born, my daughter Holly, my entire life shifted. I went from being a high-end competitor. Like I was, you know, I won a pro card at the Miami Pro 2 years ago. I was at the Worlds in Vegas in August of last year, or August of 2 years ago. And I was very, very high up in that competitive bodybuilding side of the industry and that fitness side of the industry. And I was climbing those walls, but the ladder was against the wrong wall. When Holly was born, the clarity that hit me was like a brick to the head. I was doing things and using things and living a lifestyle that was completely against everything to do with health. Like that competitive lifestyle, and I can say to somebody that went up pretty far on that side of things and lived that lifestyle, it's not a healthy lifestyle. You're putting things into your body that aren't going to support your health. You're doing things to the extreme that aren't going to support your health. Like I was training 3-4 hours a day, 5-6 days a week, you know, restrictive calories, doing all of these things to try and look a certain way for a certain date. And it was massively affecting my health. I had no energy. My bloods were off from extreme dieting and using supplements and different things that were just throwing my body completely out of whack. And 18 months ago when Holly was born, I got a wave of clarity going, do you know what? Well, none of this matters. Like this, I have to stop being so fucking selfish that I have to look after myself because I got to be here for her. I've got to be here for my little girl, as opposed to having mountains of trophies that are plastic 5-euro trophies that mean nothing to nobody but you, you know? So I started to take that directional change. One of my mentors, Maria in Orange County in California, is a health guru. And she started explaining the process of health even more to me. And I was always on the side of, you know, it's funny because when you start to climb up a certain side of the fitness industry, health and fitness start to split. Because people always think health and fitness are one and the same, and they're not. After a certain point, when you start going to the competitive world and get, you know, mild eating disorders or so worried about the way you look, health and fitness start to split then because you start using things and doing things that aren't congruent with a healthy lifestyle. You know, using too many fat burners, using different drugs, using different training systems that are constantly putting your body into a state of fight and flight and never coming out of it is completely incongruent with a healthy lifestyle. But people don't see that because you look like the picture of health. People assume health and fitness are the same thing. A lot of my online program is built around merging those two things together again so that you get an amazing physique, you get into incredible shape and you are really fit and healthy, but you've also got the lifestyle that's supporting a healthy lifestyle. You're cutting out your processed foods. You're not getting mad cravings. You're using things that are supportive for your body. Like, I guarantee you, ask anybody in my online group, particularly the people that have gone through phase one and phase two, and then go get their bloods done, they're going to have amazing bloods coming back because I put such a focus on fixing the health and fixing the body from the inside, because when you fix the inside, the outside fixes itself. And I learned that this year that I'm actually prefer the way I look now. And I'm not in a competitive, I haven't been restrictively dieting, but I have cut out processed food, I have cut out protein bars, I have cut out caffeinated Red Bulls and Monster drinks and all of these different things and sugary foods that weren't supporting my body. And I feel so much better for it now. Now in the case, I'll still have, you know, I still go for, you know, ice cream once or twice a week with Holly and we'll do different things like that. But I go and have that ice cream or chocolate because I want it, not because I need it. And that changed from me taking a slightly different approach in terms of fixing myself from the inside, and your body just follows. And a lot of the testimonies, a lot of the before and afters of my online program, you can see that in the people that have gone through it, because I'm trying to merge that health and fitness lifestyle back again. Because you can literally have your cake and eat it too. You can be look in amazing shape, you can be fitter, and you can be healthier, and you can have so much more energy and feel better about everything in a whole holistic side of things. So that's something that I learned this year, because up to that point, I didn't have that balance. I was too extreme on the fitness side. Health was nearly secondary because I wanted to look a certain way. The irony is, I way prefer the way I look now than I did when I was, you know, 5 kilos heavier, or 4 kilos heavier, and, you know, carrying more muscle, and I actually didn't feel as good. I feel so much better the way I look, and I feel so much better with my health and everything right now. So it's amazing. That's kind of the last 18 months as opposed to the last year, but I've really doubled down on it this year, so it's why I'm including it in my reflections. Number three, I found out that I hate parts of the fitness industry. Largely, the direction that I took with my business and my life has been down to my absolute fucking hatred of parts of the fitness industry. And I get it, because I can make fun of people, the ab selfie wankers and the glute girls, because I was one of those fitness people. So because I was there and I was that person 2 years ago, I can make fun of it now and come out the other side and go, look, I was a fucking ab selfie wanker. You know, I hate that part of the fitness industry. It doesn't help anybody. All it's doing is giving other people fucking issues with their own body because you look fucking great every day of the year, when the reality is you don't look great every day of the year because you're taking fucking photos when you're at your best and you're drip feeding them on your social media so that it looks like you're in that shape all year round so people will follow you. I know, because I fucking did it. You know, that annoys me. That part of the fitness industry where it's like there's no fucking value. You're not getting anything from anybody in that you're following. They're putting up things about their supplement from their company that they're sponsored by that they may not even be using. I know people that are sponsored by supplement companies and don't even use their fucking products. You know, they get paid to say, you know, use this product, use this brand or whatever it is, because that's what they're fucking paid for. That part of the industry drives me crazy because there's so much smoke and mirrors, and the people aren't fucking honest and truthful in it. There are a handful of people in the fitness industry that I love. You know, I follow Elliot Hulse. He was one of my mentors and helped me get started. You know, Brandon Carter is a great guy. You know, there's different people in the fitness industry that I really like and respect. But there's a lot of people that I'm just like, you're the fucking carbon copy of everybody else, and you're not providing any value. All you're doing is putting up fucking photos of your sponsors saying, buy this product, buy this t-shirt, and you're putting up pictures of your abs because you want to show people how good you look and get your gratification from how many likes you get in the photo. That part fucking annoys me. So I largely, the last year, went this, again, as I said earlier, be the change you want to see. I was like, this isn't providing any value for me. This isn't helping me. I wasn't helping other people. And the only direction that I changed in the last year, 18 months, has been, I was like, well, I'm going to fucking provide more value than anybody else. I'm going to put up more content than anybody else. And I'm going to try and help as many people as I can. I understand that I will split people, and I have a love-hate kind of character that people tend to either love me or they fucking hate me, because I feel strongly about the things that I talk about, and I try and help as many people as possible, which, you know, if you're a massive fan of Coco Pops and Monster and, you know, different kind of, you know, my protein sweeteners or whatever it is, you're going to hate me because I'm saying, well, they're not optimal for your body. You know, even though I don't stand on one side and be like, this is the only way to do it, because when you have a fucking hammer, everything becomes a nail. But I believe that there's optimal ways to do things. And I don't think having Monster and Coco Pops and all of these things, if you're overweight or you've got a lot of body fat to begin with, is probably not the best way to diet, and probably not the best way to have your nutrition for your health. Even though there's a percentage of people that will work amazingly well with, and the high-end fitness people that works for. So when you see them putting up Coco Pops post-workout or Monster for the pre-workout or having 3 protein bars every day, they can do that because they're fucking 6% body fat. You know, you may not be able to do that because you're at 15, 16% and you're trying to get to 12 or 13. You know, so following people like that was very disheartening for me when I started. So it's something that I've become very detached from as I kind of go on my own journey of fitness, business, lifestyle, everything that I'm doing now. But over the last year, I learned that there's a section of the fitness industry that I really fucking hate. Yeah, rant over. And the last thing, number four, I noticed the biggest change in my life over the last year is I started getting up earlier and I started reading more books. And my entire lifestyle has changed because of it. My entire life has changed. A lot of it was born out of the fact that, you know, Holly will sleep till, you know, 8:30, 9:00, that I got to get up earlier and get my work done before she wakes up. So a lot of it was born out of necessity. I also hate the side of the fitness industry where people are like, you got to get up at fucking 5 a.m. and grind and rise and grind and do your thing. And if you don't do it at 5 a.m, it doesn't count. Yes, it fucking does. It doesn't matter when you fucking do it, as long as you get your shit done. It doesn't matter if you do it at fucking 5 a.m, 5 p.m, or, you know, 12 a.m. It doesn't make a bit of difference as long as you get it done. For me, I found getting up earlier has given me more time and reflective even thought during the day because everybody else is asleep. So my time is so focused. When I get up, I used to get up at 7:30, 8:00. And, you know, even for when I was teaching, you didn't have time to kind of download your thoughts or anything. You just literally went into reactive mode as soon as you got up because everybody else was up. I find when I get up at 5:30, I've got about 1.5 hours before the world wakes up and I get a lot of concentrated time. And I tend to get more of my work done by 9 a.m. than I would have done through an entire day 3 years ago. So I find that getting up earlier gives me so much more thinking time, productive time, focused time on the important tasks that I need to do. That in combination with reading more books has completely transformed my life. Before I started my own business 3-4 years ago, I had read probably a total of about 10 books. I had pretty bad ADHD when I was in secondary school. I still have a little bit of an attention deficit disorder, but it's a lot better now because of my nutrition and the supplements that I use, and my body's so much better able to handle things and I can concentrate more. But up until about 3-4 years ago, I didn't really have a lot of books that I read. Now I read 2 or 3 books every single week, and my entire life has changed. I've read over 100 books the last year, and my entire perspective on everything has changed. Because when you feed your mind with, you know, I've talked before that thoughts become things, and the things that you think about influence your actions, and the actions you take will create the life that you want or the circumstances you have. So if you kind of need to fix the problem, you know, go to the source. I wasn't putting positive, supportive thoughts into my head, so I wasn't able to move my business to the next level. I wasn't able to move my health to the next level. I wasn't able to be better holistically as a father and as a friend and as a son and all of these things that I needed to be better at. But downloading the thoughts of the mind's greatest thinkers has allowed me to completely cut my learning curve and 10x my business. I've been so fortunate the way my business has gone over the last 18 months, and my whole life in general has changed because I've downloaded the thoughts of the world's greatest thinkers, because you can do that in books and by reading and listening. I'm a big fan of audiobooks. You know, I use the Audible app, which is the Amazon audio version of books, which for me is an absolute mind go game changer completely. I read hard copies as well, but I will always pick an audio version first. And I get to 2 or 3 books every week, normally 2 audio books and 1 physical book every single week. And the way my life has shifted, because you're cutting your learning curve in every aspect of your life. You want to learn to run a business? Go to the top and learn from the people that have written the most successful business books. You want to learn about your health and fitness? Go read the top health and fitness books that are out there, or follow the top health and fitness people. You know, whatever you want to do in your life, you can download the thoughts of the world's greatest thinkers by that. That's the beauty of social media as well, because you can follow your influencers and follow the people that are where you want to be or are supporting you on your journey. And they're literally a click of on your phone away from being in your life every single day. You know, I follow people like Gary Vaynerchuk, Ty Lopez, Elliot Hulse, people like that who, you know, support me on my journey. I do a lot less of it now because I'm doing a lot more of my own things. So what I found was this year, getting up earlier and reading more books completely just cut my learning curve. So my advice to anybody that wants to, whatever it is you want to get out of life, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's to run a business, get a healthier body, better relationships with people, health, wealth, love, or happiness, whatever it is, you can do that by following the right people, downloading the right podcasts, getting the audiobooks or the hard copies, and reading the books of the mind's greatest thinkers. And that can massively shorten your learning curve to get whatever it is you want. I found that over the last year, and I've doubled down on that. One of my philosophies that I've used on the last year, and this is my last reflection, is double down on everything that works. Life is about experimenting, and I'm always doing different experiments with, you know, things in my business, things in my relationships, things in my training, supplements, nutrition. I'm experimenting with everything to see what works. It's why I have so much context for my online programs. That's why I have so much context in a lot of my videos and content and podcasts, is because I've experimented with everything. I will trial everything, see how it responds, And then I'll double down on what works. So anything that works, I'll double down on that. And anything that doesn't work, I get rid of it. You know, if you can apply that aspect to everything in your life, you're going to have a much happier life. You know, sometimes the key to a happy life is finding the things that make you happy, do more of it, find things that make you unhappy and do less of it, and then double down on everything that works. So if you find that, you know, a partner you spend time with, that you love spending time with them, double down on that relationship. I know that I go into a state of flow and my happiness is when I'm playing with my daughter Holly and we're going to the cinema or we're in the park. So I try and double down on that. I try and make that time of a higher quality and try and spend more time with her because that's what makes me happy. I love business. I love putting out videos. I love making podcasts. I love doing Snapchat Q&As. So I've doubled down on those things because I love doing them. It happens to be that people also like it. So it's a case that I get to serve the world in terms of actual providing value and service to people. And as a law of reciprocity, that comes back by it builds up my brand, it builds up my business, it builds up reputation, it does all of these amazing things. And that's just a case of finding what it is that you love to do and then doubling down on that. And I found that I outsource everything that I dislike. I've got a complete team that work on all of my technology because I fucking hate technology. So I don't do any of that. I've outsourced that and I double down on the things that work. It's why I've been able to put out more content over the last year because I've outsourced everything that I don't enjoy doing and I double down on everything I do enjoy doing. And that works for every aspect of life, regardless of whether it is trying to make more money, whether it's trying to build your physique, whether it's trying to get healthier, whether it's trying to build up your relationships. Cut out the things you don't like doing and double down on the things that do work within reason, obviously. You know, if you don't like speaking to people, it's going to be a little bit harder to build your relationships. But it's, again, it's context dependent. So that's everything. That's everything I've learned over this past year, 18 months, really, that have completely transformed my life. So hopefully there's some bits in this episode that will resonate with you and you might be able to take one or two things that will support you going into 2017 so you can start the new year in style. So I just want to say a massive thank you as well. This year was the launch of the podcast, you know, the last few months, and it's just been incredible, the feedback. We're number 3 in all of Irish downloads, which is amazing. We were ahead of Joe Rogan last week, which is like the number 1 podcast in the world. And we're number 1 in health and fitness in Ireland. It's just unbelievable to me. So I want to say a massive thank you to everyone that's downloaded the episodes and who's rated it. We've got one of the highest rating podcasts, or I've got one of the highest rating podcasts on iTunes, which is down to you guys messaging, down to you guys responding, downloading, ratings. I just want to say a massive thank you to all of you. And I hope you all had a great Christmas and you have an amazing new year coming up. To find more information about me, you can go on to my blog at www.briankeenfitness.com and you can get my newsletter on there. Follow my Snapchat, BrianK019. That's the one I'm the most active on right now. You can ask me questions back and forth. I try and open it up every day for Q&As. And then my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube's all Brian Keen Fitness. So I just want to say a massive thank you. And to Cullum over at Voxonic, who put together the episode. He uploads all my episodes and edits them. For anyone that needs to get a podcast done, definitely check out Cullum at Voxonic. So thanks for listening. Keep killing it, guys. Catch you soon. Have a great new year.